If you could just pray for me for a moment now and throughout the retreat, that what I say to you will be helpful for you and will be the Lord's words. And I'll pray that you're able to hear what the Lord wants you to hear in your heart. We could just pray for each other for a moment. And let us also entrust our prayers to Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I turned up the volume on this microphone. I'm used to pretty much having to swallow this microphone. It's going to take a little while to get used to it. The old was good. I want to focus now and throughout the retreat on the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. We'll hear it in our first reading today and tomorrow, and we'll hear it throughout Mass if you're a daily Mass attender next week. But there are some beautiful themes in this letter of St. Paul to the Colossians that I think will be helpful for us. So if for your own prayer time you want to meditate a little bit on the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, that's where we'll be going. What we heard this evening, a little bit like the prologue of John's Gospel, it sort of takes us to this place up in the heights. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. In him were created all things, in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, thrones and dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created through him and for him. And I don't know how you can conceive of that unless you somehow teleport yourself up into the stratosphere, up somewhere with the planets and the stars in outer space in order to look out on the galaxies and look down on the earth and to get the whole big picture. St. Paul is giving us this big picture, and he's saying everything came to be through Christ. Everything was created through Christ. All of these things that we see from this space, and even all the things that we don't see, the visible and the invisible. We used to pray in the Creed, you know, the seen and the unseen. But there's something different between unseen and invisible. There are things that we can't see. Your home right now is unseen, but it's not invisible, right? The invisible. And so St. Paul is giving us this, not even bird's eye view, you know, moon's eye view of all of this big picture. Very similar if you're familiar with the prologue of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came to be through him. Without him, nothing came to be that came to be. And what came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of men. Just this kind of very big picture. And if you're not a sort of abstract thinker and a big picture person, you probably glazed over a little bit in those first lines of that first reading. St. Paul takes us from that height, just like St. John does. He takes us from that height, that bird's eye view, down into something that's very concrete. Making peace by the blood of his cross. So suddenly this kind of abstract principle through which all things were made took on flesh and became bloody and crucified. And then we recognize the one whom we've come to know and call by name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we realize that this big picture from all the stars and galaxies and the whole earth and everything in it, the visible and the invisible, that all of it can be captured in a face, in a glance, looking into his eyes. Might be the best way to think about it. In the eyes of Jesus Christ are the whole universe, every planet, and also every person. every soul, every star, it's all in his eyes. All things were made through him. All things were made in him. All things were made for him. That's the one that we came to spend this weekend with. The one who announces himself in the gospel as the bridegroom. The one who has such deep love for us that he can be called our spouse, our bridegroom. That's the kind of personal intimacy. That's the kind of comfort level that he wants us to have with him. He, the one who has every star and every soul in his eye, looks into your eyes and not only sees your face, but takes in your whole person and looks to the depths of your soul, sees your whole heart, sees your whole past and your whole future, sees your whole life before him, and he takes it in and he embraces it with love. That's what Christ is able to do. That's what Jesus is able to do, is embrace your whole life with love. It's one of the things that we can do this weekend is really let him look into your eyes. Really let him see you. See your depths. See the inside. Even the things that you don't want to see. The things that you're ashamed of. The things that you've forgotten, the things that you've tried to push away, the things that you'd like to leave behind and not bring on retreat with you. Let him bring them out. Let his gaze draw them from your heart. Let his blood reconcile all that you've failed to do, all that you're ashamed of, all that you think is ugly in yourself. Let his blood bring it out and reconcile it and cleanse it. And let him draw it into his arms. That's the kind of intimacy that he invites us into this weekend. St. Paul says, all things were created through him and for him. And that means that you can take a look at everything in your life. None of it's foreign to him. All of it passed through him. I was talking to somebody who shook Mother Teresa's hand. We just had her feast day yesterday, by the way. Somebody who shook Mother Teresa's hand and said, well, my hand is holy now, you know? Touched the hand of a saint. I'm like a second-class relic. Well, Jesus tells us that we were created through him. That means that every fiber of our being has touched him. We were created in him. That means that every fiber of our being has been in him. Not just our hand to shake his hand. Not even just our eyes to behold his eyes. Not even just our heart to be held in his hands. But our whole being, everything, and our whole lives, all of it has been created in him and through him. But also beautiful to realize is that we were created for him. It's so easy at different moments in our life to feel like we have no purpose, to feel like there's no reason for our life. Where is this going? What use am I? Why am I even on this earth? Does anybody care? Probably you who are mothers really understand this. There's nobody better than children who are able to disregard everything that their parents do. Nobody can make you feel useless like your own children. It's a terrible curse. But to know that you were created for something, for a purpose, but also created for someone. And sometimes we feel like, especially as things drag on a little bit in life, where is this going and what does this mean? All the blood, sweat, and tears I've shed over so many things that nobody even notices, that don't seem to make any difference in life, the universe, and everything. What difference does it make? Does my life matter? Yes, yes. You were created for him. You can think of yourself as a gift. Jesus said as much in his prayer to the Father in John 17. He said, Father,
They are your gift to me. You can think of yourself as being a gift made by the Father for the Son. That's your life, a gift made by the Father for the Son. And when the Son unwrapped that gift, he delighted in what he saw. When he unwrapped that gift and saw you for the first time, the second time, and when he saw you show up on this weekend and come into this chapel, he delighted in what he saw because you were a gift for him from the Father. The Father made you for him. And so we belong. We have a family that we belong to. We have a lover that we belong to. We have a bridegroom that we belong to. We have a kingdom that we belong to. Just two verses before the passage that we heard from Colossians this evening, Colossians 1:13, St. Paul says, "You were delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the beloved Son." And that's where you fit in, the kingdom of the beloved Son. And your whole life is captured between that gaze of love between the Father and the Son. When the Father looks with love at the Son, he sees your face. He sees your person held in the arms of the Son. You can think of a little child to whom you give a stuffed animal, and that child just loves that stuffed animal and holds that stuffed animal so close and looks up with such gratitude. And when you look down at that child, you see the child and the stuffed animal in the same gaze. And you're like that stuffed animal clutched to the heart of the Son, who delights in this little gift that the Father has given him. And when he looks at the Father, he embraces you at the same time. And the Father sees you and the Son in the same glance. And the same love that fills his heart for his Son fills his heart for that stuffed animal as well. That's the embrace. That's the place of love. That's the belonging that each one of us has, made in him and through him and also for him. Each one of us is precious in that way, in the Son's embrace. And he's the one that holds everything together. It's that bond of love, it's that gaze of love, it's that embrace of love that holds everything together. It's so easy to feel like everything is spinning apart, and probably you have enough threads and loose ends in your life that you wonder, like, what's going on? It's probably five or six things that you've thought of since you came here. Ooh, did I send that email? Ah, I gotta get in touch with that person. Did I turn the stove off? Did I leave instructions for the babysitter? We have all of these things, all of these moving parts, all of these things we're trying to hold on to. And then some of you who have grown children are thinking, you know, wonder what in the world my children are doing now. Wonder what trouble they're getting into. I wonder how I can reach out. I think it has to be the number one prayer request. Father, could you please pray for my son, my daughter, who has left the church, who is in a broken relationship, who is struggling with drug addiction, who is struggling, the hearts of parents for their children never stop bleeding. All of it's held together. Sometimes it feels like it's so far out of your grasp. And all of us come to this place of helplessness. The sooner that you can come to that place of helplessness, the more honest you will be, and the farther along the spiritual journey you will be, the more that we can embrace our helplessness, our powerlessness, the better off we are. But we can only really do that if we know that there's someone who's in control, that there's someone who is not helpless, that someone's got their hands around this thing. And that's what St. Paul tells us. He is before all things, and in him, all things hold together. In the Son, it makes sense. In the Son, he holds it all together. So you know that things have spun out of your orbit, but they haven't spun out of his orbit. He still has his arms around the whole thing, the whole of history, the whole of creation, the whole of your life,
the whole of your relationships. He has his arms around all of it. And in him, all things hold together. And that bond of love is so tight, and his control is so firm, that that love holds things together even more than... Do we have any physics people here? The weak force and the strong force that holds an atom together. You felt like you were pretty solid. Probably you haven't worried since you entered this chapel that atoms would start flying off of your body and maybe an arm would come off or your hair would detach or other body parts would simply shoot off in several directions. You felt like you were held together pretty well. You don't even come close to how well held together he is. The bond of love between the Father and the Son is so much stronger. The way that Christ holds together all of creation and all of history is so much stronger even than the forces that hold your body together, the forces that hold your fingers onto your hands. The force of Christ is so much stronger. And that gives us permission to take a sigh of relief, to take a deep breath, to relax, and to let go. You don't have to hold the whole thing together. He's got it. He's got the whole world in his... He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got your whole life in his hands. And he's got all of these relationships in his hands. And he's not worried. And so you don't have to be either. And that invites us into this place of peace. He's made peace through the blood of his cross. The blood of his cross is the response of love to a father by a son who says, I give everything to you, Father, that I can hold all of them together. And we're all captured in that bond of love. And we don't have to keep holding on by that tight grip. He's got you in his hands. And he's got everything taken care of. So as we're prepared to encounter him in this Eucharist, as he comes to us in the Blessed Sacrament, let us try to let him look into our eyes, gaze on us, and let him see everything. He sees everything, but you have to let him see everything. There's a difference. Let him see everything. Let him see all the stuff that you normally don't want him to see. Let him love you as he looks into your eyes. And then hand everything over to him. Stop. Find what it is. Find where the tension is. Find where the grip is in your life. The things that you're clinging to and the things that you're working so hard to hold together that you don't have a snowball's chance in hell of holding together. Find out what those things are. Examine. Look over your heart, your conscience. Find out where the tension is in your shoulder and somewhere over your right eye and in the back of your head and wherever that is. And find out what that grip is trying to hold on to. Which of your family members or which of your business affairs or which of your health concerns or whatever it is. Get your hands around that enough just to hand it over to him. Let him take it. Because he's got it. He can handle all of it. There's nothing that's too big for him. He's already got his arms wrapped around it anyway. Just entrust it to his love. Let him look into your eyes and let him take everything from you. And then simply relax and fall into his arms. And let him carry you through this weekend.